to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. And
we're among going. Groups of tourists milling about and cruise ships towering over the kiosk in downtown Ketchikan, about 20 protesters showed up ready to march, holding makeshift signs. Some of them made the same day, like Holly Knoyer's sign.
I made these signs right after a doctor appointment, right before I came into town, so I'm passionate about this. I care deeply that we treat immigrants with respect.
Locals like Knoyer have been watching the news and are angry about the inaction they see by lawmakers over how immigrant families are being separated from their children when trying to seek asylum in the United States. So Jessica Wallen organized this protest in less than 48 hours to send a simple message.
And I think that Congress needs to step up. Senator Murkowski has condemned everything that's happening, but she hasn't, as far as I have seen, said, I'm going to do this. I haven't seen direct action from Senator Murkowski, and that's why I wanted to march to her office today.
These people want Senator Lisa Murkowski to support a specific bill in the U.S. Senate called the Keep Families Together Act that would prohibit federal officers from taking an immigrant child from their family. It was introduced by Democrats and currently has no bipartisan support. President Donald Trump also recently signed an executive order that would keep immigrant children and their families together going forward. But Rachel Breihaupt is skeptical at how much real good it would do.
What feels frustrating is that we are not actually taking a holistic approach to something and instead taking this like black and white view of it.
The people marching along the boardwalks have the same cause. They want immigrant families kept together. But the reasons for marching vary. Tom Neufeld just thinks it's the right thing to do.
Things are not okay, that immigrant people are being treated in a vile manner, and we need justice. America needs to be free again.
For Erin Riddle, her inspiration comes from the fact she is a mother herself and knows how strong a mother's bond can be with her children.
And so what I am very concerned about as a human being, but also a mother, is how are these parents going to find their kids? It's unimaginable. It's unimaginable in 2018 in the United States of America that we have children taken from their parents and we don't know how we're going to get them back.
When the protesters arrived at Senator Murkowski's office, there was no one to meet. No staffer would be there until next Monday. As a disclosure, Holly Knoyer is a volunteer for one of KRBD's music shows. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.